Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, Never Be Ashamed of the Gospel. The scripture reading is 2 Timothy 2, 7-18. Thank you to Paul, Temi, and Don for being part of the video.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 7-8. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight to all this. Remember, Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they may obtain the salvation that is in Jesus Christ with eternal glory. Here is the trustworthy saying. If we all died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about his words. It is of no value and only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who knows correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Their teaching will spread like a gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philemon, who have departed from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken the place, and they destroy the faith also. Amen.
From the book of Nehemiah. And all the people gathered as one at the square, which was in front of the water gate. And they asked Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Then Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women, and all who could understand was on the first day of that month. And he read from it before the square, which was in front of the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of men and women and those who could understand. And all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of the people, for he was standing all above the people, and he opened it. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. And then they bowed down low and worshiped the Lord with their faces on the ground. Then Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn and do not weep. For all the people were weeping when they heard the words of the Lord. And then he said to them, Go eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has not prepared anything, for this day of holy is to the Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites calmed the people, saying, Be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved. And there was great rejoicing. And he read from the book of the law of God daily. They were not ashamed of the Lord. Have you ever been ashamed of the gospel? The book of Timothy, 2 Timothy as well, talks about do not be ashamed. As a Christian, as a follower of Jesus, be grateful that God gives us the invitation to come to him, living with him every moment of our day. And so today I want to just center on this one thought. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Maybe some of you have had conversations with people and they asked if you're religious and you said yes, and they go, well, I don't, that stuff is all stuff. That's not stuff I'm really interested in, or I don't really care about that. Who really wrote that stuff anyway? Well, I want to just share some of these scriptures today. And I was amazed at how often the word ashamed is used in the scripture. And the encouragement not to be shamed, but to be proud of the Lord Jesus Christ living in us. So here we go. In Mark chapter 8, it says, Jesus called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life for me and the gospel will also save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a person give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. You don't have to answer out loud, but the question is, have you ever been ashamed of being a Christian? It's a good question to ask. Maybe a chuckle here and there to avoid it, but have you ever been ashamed of being a Christian? Luke chapter 9. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, says Jesus, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. I tell you the truth, some of you standing here will not taste death before you see the kingdom of God. See, his life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, his glory into heaven, and his return, and our glory with him will one day come. Have you ever imagined it? Have you ever imagined the end of the world and the glory of God? Have you ever thought about he's coming in the clouds? He's coming in. I'm not sure what all of that means, but he's coming. And he's coming into our life even right now. But one day, all these things will come together as one. So he says, the Apostle Paul writes these amazing words. I thank God whom I serve as my forefathers did with a clear conscience. As night and day, I constantly remember all of you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice. And maybe many of us are Christians because of fathers, mothers, aunts, uncles, friends. They didn't really know that they were evangelizing. They just lived their life in such a way that we would look at them and say, that's what I want. I want this love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and self-control. I want that so that I can be an example in living in this world. Paul says, God did not give us a spirit of timidity. We're not ashamed of the gospel. But rather, listen to what God gives us. Here's what he says. But God gives us a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. And because of that, we do not need to be ashamed to testify about our Lord or ashamed of me, Paul says, or anyone else. And then Paul says, but join with me in the suffering of the gospel by the power of us who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we've done, but because of God's own purpose and grace. Yeah, I think we take it for granted sometimes. I think we take it for granted. We come to the church and we sing the songs and say the prayers and we have our communion and we have a few words being said and encouragement, and all that is wonderful and amazing and great. But have you ever shied away from it? Has church just become, well, that's what you do on Sunday? What's all of this about? Never be ashamed of the gospel. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. We must remember who lives in us. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and all those people, and I think particularly in this church, who have passed away years ago and maybe not so many years ago, and we still remember them and we still love them. And many of us remember some of the communions that they shared, the stories they told, the sermons they preached, the classes they taught. It stays in our mind over and over and over again. So never be ashamed of them. Never be ashamed of Jesus. Never be ashamed of Paul. Never be ashamed of anyone who's wanting to share with you the wonderful love. And remember that God knew us before we were born, and he knows us now. And let's never be ashamed of ourselves. So guard the good deposit that's been entrusted to us. The Holy Spirit will help us with this. And then in 2 Timothy, Paul writes these words: may the Lord show mercy to Onesiphorus, because he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of me, even though I was in prison. He was in prison not because he'd stole anything. He was in prison not because he robbed anything. He was in prison because simply he was a Christian. He refused to say, Caesar is Lord. No, Jesus is Lord. And then they would say to them, well, if you keep saying that, we're going to put you in prison. Okay, I'll be a Christian in prison. And that's the story of faith. It's wonderful, it's glorious. Sometimes it's not so easy. So he says, especially with a group of Christians, let's not argue about these things. We may have a thought on this scripture that someone disagreed. Let's not argue about these things. So he says, but as for you, continue what you've learned and have been convinced of, because you know those people who taught you. For those of you who are Christians, can you remember people who taught you? Wonderful preacher by the name of Foy Anderson helped me, taught me when I was in Bible college. My father was a minister and he taught me. And many other wonderful people, a lot of our elders in our church, they continue to serve us and teach us and help us. We keep learning and learning, never being ashamed. And the one thing about the gospel is there's never a period at the end of it. There's always more to learn. There's always more joy that we can grasp. It's useful. Our faith is useful for teaching, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that we are thoroughly prepared for good work. So the Apostle Paul, who writes the majority of the New Testament, is coming to the end of his life. And he says this. He reminds his fellow Christians by saying these words, and they're precious. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I've kept the faith. And there's a promise for Paul and for us. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will reward me on that day. But not only me, but to all who long for God's appearing when Jesus comes. There's no reason for us to be ashamed of God, of Jesus, or the apostles, or the prophets, or mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles, those who left behind their faith for us. So in this brief message, may I just conclude with these words. Here's what Jerry Rushford would say at the end of every lecture at Pepperdine University. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. May we never be ashamed. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.